spirit right now. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to help me make it through the storms in my life. Anybody need your spirit to fall right now? Worthy. Anybody know he's worthy? Give me the key of F, son. It's time to worship. Anybody ready to worship? It's time. It's past time to hear a word from heaven. Spirit. There's a word this morning. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you would, look with us to the book of Isaiah. Don't go nowhere, son. Don't take all day to do nothing. Just keep me around in the key of F, and then we'll go from there. Isaiah chapter 61. And we're going to begin reading with verse 1. And when you found it, please say amen. And the word of God reads on this order. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to everybody that's bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, yes, and the day of vengeance of our God. Yes. And I've come to comfort everybody that mourns. Yes. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, yes, and to give them beauty for their ashes. Yes. The oil of joy for their mourning. Yes. The garment of praise for their spirit of heaviness. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, yes, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Yes. And this morning, if I were to choose for a subject, I want to talk about the Spirit in God's man. Yes. The Spirit in God's man. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Right now, we must realize that it's real relevant. It's of necessity that everybody that works in the body of Christ, in order to walk into your destiny, the Spirit must be upon you. And if the Lord is not here, then I come to tell you that we labor in vain. But we can be confident of one thing, of his anointing to preach the gospel. Yes. Now, I know somebody here may feel like that the pastor is not real important. But when I look in Romans chapter 10 and look at verses 14 through 15, it says something like this. How then shall they call on him who they not believe? And how shall they believe on him that they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? And it goes on to say, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Now, I know that somebody can relate to somebody that wasn't sent, they just went. And see, everybody that calls themselves a preacher don't necessarily mean that they've been anointed or appointed, because the easiest hustle in the world is to pimp folk from the pulpit. But I'm thankful to God that today we're talking about a man that's truly been anointed and appointed by God. See, your calling will show up real quickly when you deal with church folk. Amen. Now see, what you got to realize is that his name is Pastor Anderson, not Jesus. And if our real self showed up, it wouldn't be very pretty, but I thank God for the Spirit of the Lord that dwells in the man of God. But let me tell you something. The pastor is real important in your life. Hebrews 13:17 says that obey them that have rule over you. I know we got some grown church folk. But it says obey them that have rule over you and submit yourself. Somebody said, why, Pastor? Because they are the ones that watch out for your soul. And see, they're the ones that must give an account, and you want them to be able to do this with joy and not with grief. So in other words, if somebody is looking out for my soul, and that's the only thing that can deal with me eternally, I want to make sure that my soul is in good hands, and the pastor is the one that watches out for your soul. 32 years ago, God saw some people that were brokenhearted, bound, and had a need to be set free. And he sent Pastor Anderson to Columbus, Georgia. And when he got here, he said, the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He said, and I've got some good news for you. It's kind of like the pastor has to stand up here just like a news reporter. And every Sunday, he's got to give you some news. But I'm going to get through with this because I'm going home. But see, the first thing you must understand is what the anointing actually means. See, the anointing means that they would take olive oil and they would anoint the forehead of an object, and the remaining of the oil would be poured over the head, and it would run from the head to the feet. And the purpose is that this entire person or object be consecrated and dedicated for the use of God's service. And right now, somebody needs the anointing. And right now, that's the reason we say, Spirit, fall down fresh on me. See, and the God don't want some yesterday anointing. He said that the word of God is fresh every day. And every day I get up, I don't worry about what's been, but I just say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Somebody ought to be praising right now. I know some of you looking at me kind of crazy, but you ought to be turning flip where God brought you from. Because you're not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. But it was his grace and his mercy that allowed time to continue to roll on a little while longer. The purpose of the anointing was to show the consecration. And it was to make sure that the person or the object was set apart so they could be used by God. And when we do the historical background, you will discover that the people of Judah had been taken captive by those in Babylonian, and it was a traumatic thing. They lost their homes. They lost their loved ones. Their city had been destroyed. They lost everything that they had. I can see them right now being humiliated. And in other words, there was somebody that felt like they were a prisoner. And it's not a joyful experience to be bound and can't be set free. Every prisoner longs for the day for somebody to say, your prison term has been served and now you've been set free. And so Pastor Anderson came to say that I've come to set the captives free. But picture this. Isaiah is saying that I'm picturing this as a king coming to fight to take back what the enemy has stolen. And the king is victorious, and he sends messengers to tell the people that their freedom has been won. And every Sunday, the pastor comes here and says, that whom the Lord set free is free indeed. Every week you're getting some good news because the Spirit is upon the man of God. It's a message that says God loves us. Enough that he does not want us to be bound, but he wants us to be witnesses to the good news that we all are favored by God. And see, there's something about favor. Favor ain't fair. See, when you're anointed and you're appointed, things work out for your good when they really shouldn't work out that way because you really don't deserve it. Can I get personal with you? Some of you are living in houses that your credit don't qualify for. You're driving cars that should have been said denied and turned down, but the grace of God and his favor of the anointing allows you to inherit some things that you really didn't deserve to have. Somebody ought to be telling God, I thank you for your grace. Good news. And then when we look in verse 3, I want to kind of highlight that this year, this acceptable year, is a year of jubilee. And see, jubilee is a time for celebration. See, it ought to be sometimes that some of us that look like we suck in lemons, you ought to be shouting and saying, Lord, how I made it over. My soul looks back in wonder. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Oh yeah, I'm talking to somebody this morning. See, the servant is anointed with the purpose of providing restoration. And right now, every week, if it's not one thing, it's another. But the man of God has to come and restore you back to your rightful place. Let me tell you the problem that the man of God has. When you have to pray, you have one pastor to worry about. But when that pastor prays, he has a whole lot of problems that he has to worry about. And if he does not have the anointing and the appointment, he'll break down up under your burdens. That's the reason he has to smile when he ought to be crying. But every week, I'm going to get out of here in a second. Every week, Pastor Anderton approaches this gospel podium with some hope of spreading some good news. What's the good news? First of all, the good news is enlightening. See, enlightening means it sheds some light on the situation that appeared to be dark. See, in this day and time, all the news that we hear appears to be bad news. But I've got some good news to tell you that in this world filled with bad news, that the child of God who the Spirit has filled comes as a good news carrier with a message of hope to a dying world. I know the enemy likes to distract you with disheartening news. And I know somebody kind of got upset because the economy is not going so well. And maybe Obama hadn't done anything like you wanted him to do. But I come to tell you, Obama is president, but Jesus is the king. And see, what the king has to say is the final authority. I don't have to worry about the oil being short because the Lord said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And right now I'm going to use and ride up God's oil because he made it. And he told me I will supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. Why can I count on that? Because of the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord has told me. So friendship, there's some good news. What's the news? You better turn off of CNN. Yeah. And turn on BIBLE. Yeah. And it will tell you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's good news. Yeah. Now you can die and go to hell if you want to, but I got some good news because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I don't trust my job. I don't trust my family. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I'm wholly leaning on the name of Jesus. Then the man of God must come and he must encourage to bind up the brokenhearted. Some of you in here today at the end of your rope. I can see it behind that fake smile. But see, the Spirit's called the pastor to become a healer of broken hearts. We come week after week, sorrow, disappointed, gone through loss. But see, the Spirit-filled man of God comes with a healing testimony. And he comes to say that God came and wanted me to tell you that he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, right now, somebody needs to start living and stop existing. That's some good news. And some of you feel like somebody locked you up and threw away the key. But he came to tell you that there's an escape route. He comes to tell you that it's time now for the captives to be set free. See, the Spirit of God will cause the man of God to bring you to a point of deliverance. And see, right now, somebody here needs to be delivered from something. See, the devil wants to keep you bound and tell you that you can't, but God told me to tell you, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. And right now, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, you need to learn that things are not like what they look like right now. Because I can see the sun peeking through the clouds, and it lets me know that the storm is almost gone. How many here right now have ever had some midnight points in your life? Well, I got some good news for you. Midnight can't last but 60 seconds. And then once you get past that, midnight is over. Yeah. Help me, son. I'm finna get up out of here now. And see, also, the pastor becomes the leader of the exchange market. See, you go to the market and sometimes we exchange good. But when I look here in verse 3, he says, I'm going to give you a beauty for your ashes. And see, what had happened was these people's cities had been destroyed. And right now, some of your lives have been destroyed. The enemy has come and taken stuff from you, and it seemed like you can't get it back. But he's going to change your ashes into some beauty. And what happens is only God is able to change what somebody thought was no good and make it some good. Let me explain the story. I'm trying to get up out of here. There was a potter. And they tell me that this mold was scarred in the potter's hand. And see, everybody in here has been scarred. You got some messed up deficiencies in your life. But see, God will allow you to trade your ashes for some beauty. What are you talking about, Pastor? Anybody here ever been heartbroken? Heartbroken? Disappointed? But get in line and get ready to exchange it. See, right now, you don't have to keep what you got. When that old raggedy car quit running, you take it down to the dealership and you exchange it. And right now, God told me to tell you, it's time. Hey, it's past time for me to exchange some stuff in my life. Anybody here ever been moaning and felt like it was all over? But I tell you, you can exchange it, Pastor, for some joy. What are you talking about? This joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me. And the world, it can't take it away. And that's the reason every day I get up, I say, Lord, I exalt you. Lord, I praise you. Because I'm getting ready to exchange my sorrow. Swap it for some joy. I'm going to exchange my down and swap it for some up. I'm going to exchange my out, and I'm going to swap it for some in. Anybody here ever been sick? You can change your sickness and get you some healing if you're walking up under the anointing. And then right now, God is getting ready to establish you. Tell somebody to tear it down. See, what happens is Satan has already torn you down. And you're trying to nail on to something that's rotted and torn down. But the word says that he will rebuild the waste and the desolate place. In other words, this is what he's saying. I'm going to take you that ain't worth much. I'm going to tear you to the ground. And I'm going to build you back up. See, God don't want to add on to your messed up life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And that's what pastor is telling you. New life, new joy, new hope, new peace, new long suffering, new type of love. And see, even though folk cuss you sometimes, pastor, you gotta bless and cuss not, and love those that despitefully use you. Anybody here know that God is able? And right now, anybody ever been through a storm? God is getting ready to give you double for your trouble. Somebody said, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some lonely days. And I've had some sleepless nights. But when I look around, somebody needs to look around. And you think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I can't complain about it. If I could call a witness right now, can I get a witness right now? I'm going to call up a man by the name of Job. And Job tell you, I was catching hell, lost my children, lost my house, lost my possession, lost everything I had. And sometimes in life, you feel like you lost everything that is dear to you. But I tell you, the will of God must be done. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I can't leave Job right there. But the Bible, that was in chapter 1. But when I flip over to chapter 40, I discover that the Bible said that he was given double everything that he lost. Now somebody here has lost your joy. Just tell the devil, double for my trouble. Somebody has lost your peace. Tell him, double for my trouble. Somebody here felt like you lost the joy of your salvation. But I can tell the devil, I'm going to get double for my trouble. And see, pastor, I know the way gets hard sometimes. But you got to keep on pressing. Tell them I'm going to press my way through. Storms might come, but there's peace in the midst of the storm. People won't always lift you, but sometimes you got to encourage yourself. See, keep on coming to the news podium every Sunday and saying, God has got some good news. Tell somebody good news. Tell somebody it's real good news. And one of these days, when this life is over, I'm going to fly away to a land to be at rest. Over there, tell somebody over there, the wicked shall cease from troubling. And the weary shall be at rest. I'm about getting ready to get up out of here now. I can feel my help coming. Come on, son, take me up. Yeah. Yeah. I feel all right now. They tell me because I've been anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. Poor in spirit. Poor in feeling. Poor in finance. But God said it's about to change. I'm about to flip the script. Because there's some anointed folk in the house of God. Anybody here believe that you're anointed? If you know you've been appointed, you can say, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. I can feel His Spirit right now. Can you feel His Spirit? I can feel His Spirit. And see, guess what? God ain't through with me yet. See, right now, I'm a project in the works. Pastor ain't perfect. But neither are you. Yeah. God is all right. But when God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Anybody here ready to step forward, walk in your anointing, walk in your appointing, and say, God has put me here. I'm going to hold on till my change come. Yeah, let's go up one more time. Yeah. Do you feel all right? Anybody know he's able? Does anybody know he's able? If you know he's able, say yeah. Hey, he's all right. Anybody know he's all right? Somebody said, I was sick. The doctor walked away from my bed.
when I fired the doctor, I called on Dr. Jesus, and Jesus said, I made you. I know all about you. Now I'm finna throw away the medicine, and I'm finna put the anointing on you. It said, by my stripes, you're healed. Anybody here ready for your healing? Anybody here ready for deliverance? Anybody here ready for salvation? Somebody here lost this morning, but God's got a plan. He's all right. 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 And one of these days, I'm going to get up out of here, fold up my hymn books and Bible. Ain't going to study war no more. Somebody said, when I get there, I'm going to see mama. That's okay. But when I see Jesus, the one that died for me, the one that died up on a hill called Calvary, they took him down, buried him in an old dusty grave. But somebody said, early, 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 one Easter Sunday morning, he got up, he body pinned death. 1, 2, 3, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. And said, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? He's able. Anybody know he's able? When the Spirit of the Lord is upon the man of God, blessings are yours. See, the word says, touch not my anointed. I know some of you think you got the hookup, but God left this man of God here to come to the news podium week after week to tell you that there's some good news. If you're bound, you're finna be set free. Somebody here needs setting free. I know you're religious. But I've never read in his word where he told me to be religious. I'm finna go back to Gadsden. All right. Amen. See, you can raise hell religiously. But it's time. Son, don't leave me hanging. It's past time. Thank you. It's past time that we realize the order that blessings come through. Blessings come down. They come through a channel and a connection. And I know sometimes we say, Pastor, I don't see it. It wasn't meant for you to see. But I'm finna go. The invitation is given. If there's any this morning that don't know Jesus as your Savior, you have the chance right now to say, God, I need you. And I know I haven't been living under the anointing. And I need something better for my life. The invitation is given. Will there be one this morning that says, God, I need you. I need you worse now than ever before. Will there be one? If not, may God bless you and may God keep you, is our prayer.
Before you get up, baby, get up. It's your God to pray. I'll be singing. Glory.
Glory.
Jesus.
That's a Christian amen.